Ron. Welcome to the Page One Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Zwelling from Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Welcome you back to the podcast. And I know we've taken a considerable amount of time off. Last podcast was in December of 2021, and a lot has changed in that time. And I thought I would take a few moments to kind of go over that and kind of set the stage for what 2022 is going to be about. For me, it has been a busy year, and running around, doing showings, putting in offers, having to comb through multiple offer situations on the buy side and the list side has been exhausting. But now we're close to July, and things are a little bit different. The market has shifted a little bit, and a lot of people don't understand what that market shift is going to look like, and I'm hoping that I can help you understand the market shift just a little bit and how you can navigate in today's market if you're looking to buy a home. Now, again, when interest rates were 2.75, there was a lot of buyers that didn't think that they had a chance to buy a house that were in the game. And homes were being put on the market and multiple offers of 10, 20, 30, even 40 offers on one single home were being thrown at a listing agent. And a listing agent had to comb through multiple offers and basically explain to the seller what they had in front of them. And that was a real difficult thing for a lot of agents. Now, listing agents, you would like to think, list the home correctly as what the market, fair market price would be for a home. But a lot of agents didn't do that. A lot of agents threw a very, very low price. Let's use basic math and say that a home that was a $150,000 home, so like a true value range, they were putting the home on the market for $100,000 or $125,000. And buyers and buyers' agents would see this and get very excited. And they're like, wow, this house is a beautiful home for that price. I want to be in it. They went through the house, said to their realtor, hey, I want to put an offer on this house and I want to go big. So let's get in here. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. And let's put an offer. Let's go 150. We're going to go 25,000 over asking price because we really, really want this home. The realtor was excited, said, all right, we'll do it. Went through the paperwork, you know, asked the questions. Do you want a home inspection? Do you want a radon test? And they said, sure, we definitely would. So the agent wrote up the contract, got very excited, called the listing agent, said, hey, I have an interested buyer. And the listing agent on the other side turned around and said, that's awesome. We have 12 other offers as of right now, and I expect another 8 to come in. The buyer's agent on the other side was like, okay. All right, here's my offer. And listening to like, thank you. I'll get back to you. We'll be looking at offers at 6 PM today. Now, the funny part about it is, again, this agent that felt very good about a $25,000 over asking price offer didn't realize that there was this many offers. What the buyer's agent also didn't understand was that the real true price of the house should have been around $150,000. So this buyer and this buyer's agent felt good because they felt that they were going $25,000 over asking price, when in fact the buyer's agent didn't do his or her due diligence and knew that this home should have really been around $150,000. So really they were going in almost list price. What it created for the sellers and what it created for the market was a lot of noise. And that's something that we want to change. But again, agents can list the home, sellers can dictate the price, or the listing agent can dictate the price, however they see fit. Under promise and over deliver. It's one of those situations where if the listing agent wants to look like a hero agent, he underprices the home. And when you get these multiple offers, it looks like he did such a fabulous job, when in fact, all he did was underprice it. Now, the buyer that went in $25,000 over asking price felt really confident. until he heard there was 20 other offers that was probably going to be on this house. And now this agent had to deal with these other offers. And how were these other 19 to 20 offers going to fare against their offer? Now, I've told clients before, sometimes the price that you go in at is the deal price. There's no more limping into an offer. There's no more you coming to the table at listing price. It's how much you're going to go over. What kind of conditions do you have in your offer that's going to improve it? Now, a lot of buyers, agents, will instruct their clients to not get a home inspection and radon test. And I think that's a huge no-no. And the reason why I think it is because, again, you want the buyer to have the confidence to go in to a home, one of their largest financial purchases, and have the peace of mind to have somebody go through the house that has an unobjective view and maybe call out some things that they didn't look at. Because again, when you're buying a home, you're really looking at the pretty. You're not looking at the functional. That's where a realtor and a home inspector and a radon specialist, these are the people that are going to come in with that unobjective view and maybe call out things that you didn't see. Now, again, it's up to the buyer what they want to do. But a lot of buyers were losing out on multiple offer situations because of home inspections and radon tests, and they forego both of those inspections trying to improve their offer. And a lot of times they did. The problem is, later on, after they did win the bid, if they did, they noticed that there was a problem with the central air, or the electrical box was faulty, or the roof had a leak. Now, an inspector's not going to catch everything, but an inspector is going to give you a really decent snapshot idea of what the house is like. You like to think that, again, these are people that are going to help you. From a listing agent standpoint, no one wants a home inspection or radon test. It's just another thing that they might have to correct later down the road. And a lot of times a home inspection, even in this market, is more for the buyer's eyes only. Now, the buyer can ask for anything they want in a home inspection. The listing agent has 19 other offers that they can actually use as leverage. So a lot of times, if you go into the home and there's nothing major, and I always call it the big three, the top, the bottom, and the middle of the house. And what do I mean by that? Well, the top of the house is the roof and the gutter system. The middle of the house is the mechanics, hot water tank, central air, furnace, boiler. And the bottom of the house is the foundation structure. If those three components are in good shape, I think you're off and running. Again, it doesn't have to have a new roof. It doesn't have to have a new central air system or a new furnace. Or it doesn't have to have a basement that's absolutely perfect. But it has to be a structurally sound house. It has to have mechanics that have been serviced and maintained well, and a roof that still has life on it. Now, some homes don't have that. Some homes have those issues. So it's something that the buyer and the buyer's agent need to talk about and leverage and say, look, this is a cost that's going to be coming up to you. The seller is not going to put on a new roof for you. The seller is not going to fix the foundation or replace the mechanics. If it's working for them, that's what you get. So they have to assess that situation from a home inspection standpoint if they get one. If radon is detected in the home, which is measured in what's called picocuries, and it goes over 0.4 picocuries, the radon inspection will say that you need what's called radon remediation, which is about a $1,500 system that's put in, and it's a maintenance item that has to be for the life of the house. If you forego that and you find out that you have radon in the house, that could be an expense that has to be taken care of later down the road. So a lot of weird things are happening with this buyer's market. Again, multiple offers, crazy money being thrown at the situation. Because again, agents didn't price the home correctly. Or they did price the home correctly, and they still had a demand price that was way above anything that they could find. So buyers are confused, and they have been confused for a few years now. I often sit down with clients and explain to them that this market is a tough market to get a home in. You're going to overpay for your home in this market, I always tell clients. and the chances of you losing in an offer is very strong. Despite our best efforts, our best chances to create an offer that looks very good, we could still get beat out. So letting the client know that that's a situation, just kind of letting them get in the space and feel comfortable. Because I know when I was buying a home and I lost out on my first offer, I was heartbroken. And I wasn't in a seller's market. I was more in a buyer's market. But again, losing that house was soul crushing. And I understood that. But right now, I'm in a point where explaining to the buyers and doing damage control. And it's sad that I have to say damage control, but it's true. Telling a client that, again, we have to write an offer that is clean as possibly can be. Now, at the end of the day, I have clients asking me, Jason, what's a good price for this home? I try not to give an exact price because, again, there is no such thing. I like to give a range. And I like to tell clients a few things. Number one, I try to do a lot of comparative market analysis work or competitive market analysis work. And a lot of people say, well, what's the difference? A comparative market analysis is where I grab comps in a certain area in the past 6 months and try to show factually, this is what has sold, this is the price, this is how many days on market the house has had. Competitively is saying, these are the factual numbers, but this is the price that it ended at. This was the demand price. This is what it fetched. And a lot of people are like, wow, that's crazy. But I also turn around and I tell clients, hey, listen, what's your life plan? Now we know life comes at you quick. We know it comes at you fast and we know things change. But in the present situation, right now, where you are you thinking about living here 3 to 5 years? Are you thinking 10 years? Is this going to be your forever home? And I say forever home with quotation marks because, again, I believe that the way we are now, it's a lot of people don't stay in their home forever. Back in the day, people stayed in their house 30, 40, 50, 60 years. It's not the same anymore. So, again, life comes at you quick. So if you're going to live at this home for 10 plus years and you look at the appreciation factor that has consistently gone up from 3% to 5% to 6%, all the way up to 12% at times, you're going to get that money back. So again, if you overpay right now and you're going to stay here for, you know, 5 to 10 years, you're probably going to get a good chunk of that money back. As long as you maintain the home or make a few improvements, it'll be that way. Real estate's a great investment. It's, you know, land. They're not making any more of it. So get in, get it, and take care of it. But this market frustrated buyers and continues to frustrate buyers right now. And, you know, again, losing out on multiple offers. And again, even though we've made this conversation, we've told clients that this was going to happen, it still didn't feel good. And then there was the problem of homes that were incorrectly listed on a listing price. Again, that $100,000 house that really should have been listed at $150,000 that sold at $200,000. Now the concern for the buyer is the appraisal issue. Will the home appraise for at least $200,000? Now, appraisals have been coming back favorable, but the question still remains is how. And looking through all the data, there was homes that had really good comparative numbers, but the demand numbers still trumped them. So again, the banks having to go through this situation and realizing there wasn't a lot of inventory. So these loans were very important. So they really had the appraisers, who are independent contractors themselves, take a hard, long look at these comparative prices and see if they can come up with something. But again, the market continues. The inventory continues to go down. New home builds really, really hasn't been ramping up, and certainly COVID did not help over the last 2 years to hamper production of wood and construction and all the things in between. So there was a lot of mitigating factors why something didn't really fuel to put more homes on the market. Now, a lot of people have homes to sell and continue to have homes to sell. The problem is they have nowhere to go. And they say, well, listen, if I sell my home right now, I know I'll get top dollar for it and I'll sell it fairly quickly. But then where do I go? Good question. So a lot of people kind of flipped the script a little bit. And what they did was they went out on the buying side, they went and they tried to find a home. And when they got the home, I know I tell clients, we have to be ready to list your home within a day or two after winning this bid. And so in the meantime of getting their home ready, and I'll do all the paperwork and all the necessary marketing to get ready to put this home on the market, I have to sell to the listing agent, hey, listen, we are contingent, which is a kiss of death in this market. So I was also advising people, when you talk to your mortgage person, if you can move around your finances a little bit and become non-contingent, even for the short term, this would be in your best interest. Because again, you're going against non-contingent people in multiple offers. So you had to look at a lot of different factors. Number one, you had, 5, 10, 15, 20 offers that you had to go up against. You had people foregoing home inspections and radon tests. You had people putting down cash, all cash, for large sums of money. There's a lot of things that you had to go through. So on top of trying to get the best offer to put in front of the listing agent, you had to now be ready to do the same. And like I told people, if your home was in good shape and it was maintained and we put a good price on it, you're going to get top dollar for your home. You're going to pay top dollar for the home you're getting as well. So it's kind of a catch-22, and it's a little bit of a wash. That's not a problem. But now the market has shifted. And it has shifted in a way that now a lot of agents, a lot of buyers, and a lot of sellers really haven't gotten the news yet. It's been going hot and heavy, hot and heavy. The whole spring market still exploded. But then interest rates started to trickle up. Now, we heard at the beginning of the year that these interest rates were going to rise, and a lot of people were nervous because it went up very quickly. And the talk of recession. Now, we're not in a recession yet, but the thing is, it is looming and people are talking about it, so people are very nervous. There's not another 2008 happening. I'll tell you that much right now. But again, it is looming. So buyer confidence and seller confidence kind of got a little bit low. The stock market's been topsy-turvy, to say the least. Multiple offers are still out there. But instead of 20 offers, there might be 5 offers. And the days on market, again, how long a home is listed, has gone up. We've seen homes sell within 1 day, 3 days, 5 days. Now they're on the market for 7 to 10 to 14 days, maybe more. Sellers are losing their mind. Why hasn't my home sold in 3 days? You told me our home would sell quickly. You said there would be multiple offers. The market shifted. Inventory has started to trickle up because of the buyer confidence. So the people that were at 3% up against their number of 4% have now been muscled out of the system. So there's less competition putting offers in on the homes, which is good for a healthy buyer. The sellers, again, like King of the Hill, the guy sitting at the end of the drive with his friends, talking about things, saying, yep, I can get this, you can get that. And everybody's an expert, everybody understands. So when they don't get top dollar for their home, or the days on market turns from 3 days to 13, people are losing their mind. A good agent needs to explain to a buyer and a seller the market conditions have shifted because of the interest rates, what this has done. So if you have a healthy credit score, you have some money in the bank, now's the time to get back into it. Another thing that people don't understand is rent. And if you rent right now, you are feeling it. The people that own homes don't understand that. Rent has skyrocketed. $1,800 to $2,000 a month rent. You look at that situation and you say to yourself, that is bananas, because you can get a mortgage for less than that. And that's important. So now people have changed their thought process, saying the rental market is just eating away funds, making somebody else rich. I now want to pay into my own equity. I now want to have money paid to myself. So the market has gotten a little bit healthier. Another thing that's important is a lot of the topsy-turvy agents that have been skating by throwing a sign in the ground and putting the home at a low price are going to have some problems, because the good agent that has a good, strong marketing plan, has good business acumen, is going to survive in this market. The topsy-turvy agent right now who has done things really off the cuff is now finding out that they're going to have some problems. So get with an agent that has a grasp on the market conditions. Get with an agent that understands what's going on right now. Get with an agent that has a good team of people, good inspectors, good radon specialists, good mortgage people, and ask a lot of questions. Take a lot of notes. Ask a couple more questions than you normally would. People right now, we are still in a seller's market, so let's not change that thought process. But it's a little bit healthier for the buyers right now. The buyers have a little bit more control, and some of these people that were in at 2.75 and 3% are gone. They cannot be in the market right now. So there's less noise, I would call it. And that noise is hard, because again, a lot of these agents that underpriced these homes and created this multiple offer situation really, really confused the buyer. Because again, the buyer that thought they were going in $25,000 over the asking price was really not doing anything. They missed the home by $50,000. So again, they were like, I don't understand it. I went in $25,000 over asking price. This was a strong offer. But it really wasn't, because the agent didn't set you up correctly. Now, if the agent would have said to you, hey, by the way, this home really should be listing at 150 to 160, but it's listed at 125 in a low market strategy to create this multiple frenzy. So really, where you need to be, if you can afford it, is between 150 and 200. You know, maybe you finish at 175. I'll never tell someone not to get a home inspection or radon test, because at the end of the day, I want the buyer to feel comfortable in their decision. I'll also never give them an exact price, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are buying the home. You are not. I will show them the facts. I will show them the trends, and that's where I'll go. But again, you have to be comfortable. You have to make the tough decision. You're the one that has to pay the monthly bill. But being re-educated in the marketplace is paramount right now. From now until the end of the year, we will see where these interest rates will finish. Will they go back down? Will we hit a recession? It's a true test to see how healthy the market is going to become. And I think it's going to make real estate stronger for everyone. You have to understand, this is something that cannot be just quickly thought about. You have to really be in it to win it. I have buyers all the time that say, you know, I don't want to be in a multiple offer situation. And I say to them, well, then you're probably not, you know, you really shouldn't be in this market right now. This is not a good time for you to be in the market, because again, you're going to face multiple offers even now. When you start to see it, and agents start to see the shift where they're putting in 10, 20, 30 over asking price, and now they're getting them. It is, you know, home inspectors. I work with a lot of home inspectors, and I've talked to them saying, how is your business right now? Because I haven't used you, because the clients that I have right now haven't used a home inspector, because the only way they were going to win this is not getting a home inspection. And, you know, some of the home inspectors are like, Jason, I'll tell you, it's rough. You know, I'm struggling in my business right now because, again, everybody's foregoing this. And I say to them, danger, danger. You know, the inspector said to me, Jason, you should also be careful because of this situation, that you should never put yourself in that spot where you tell a buyer to forego this, because it'll become that much more difficult. So again, it is going to change, and it is starting to change for the better. Now, for some people, the interest rate rise that has put them out of the game is hard news for them to swallow. And I get that. But what goes up must come down. So get your finances in order. Squirrel away some of that money, if you can, with rising rent prices. Move back in with mom or dad, or do something and devise a plan. Talk to a mortgage professional, talk to a realtor and devise a plan. I put people on paths all the time. And for me, it's super important to educate. I sit down with clients and when we sit down for a buyer consult, it's 2 hours. And a lot of people say, 2 hours? How could you spend that much time? And I turn around to people and say, how could you not? This is one of the largest financial purchases someone can make. And even if they don't make it, I want to have more educated buyers in the marketplace because eventually I'm going to do business with them or come across them. Even if they don't use me, I want them to know. Some agents say to me, Jason, you know, you sometimes put a very dark spin on it. The market conditions are tough, and this is what buyers are up against. I want them to know that. It's not a race, it's a marathon. You have to pace yourself in this market. You have to take chances certain times. But again, at the end of the day, the buyer has to be able to put their head on the pillow and sleep comfortably with their decision. I don't want to have buyer's remorse. Again, doing the right thing sometimes is harder. And the agents that are slapping signs in the ground and underpricing homes are going to start to feel the pinch of their business starting to erode because, again, now they're going to have to price the home correctly. Because, again, there might not be multiple offers. There might be just a few. So pricing the home correctly, price it right, and they will come. I work with clients all the time trying to educate them on what the conditions are. I don't have a crystal ball and I don't know exactly what things are going to be down the road, but I do have a good idea of the market trends, what's going up, what's going down. So people say to me, well, is it a good time to buy right now? Well, it's better than it was earlier this year. And again, with the interest rates being higher, people are saying, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Again, you look at a rolling 7-year average and it's still under 8%. Mom and dad bought it at 15%. We are not there. This creates a healthier market where you're having a better look at the property. So hopefully this gives you a good idea where to start. Your first step is calling a realtor. Ask them some questions, sit down with them, and just be open. That mortgage professional that you know, give them a call. If you don't know, a realtor should have somebody that's good for you. Again, having resources is what realtors who are good will lead you in the right direction because I have a team of people that I work with that help me help my clients. And at the end of the day, you're only as good as your weakest link. So having a good mortgage professional, having good inspectors and radon people, having good financial advice, you know, from your banker is really good things for people to have. So again, get educated right now, get in the market, buy a house. You'll be glad you did. That's all the time I have for now. Hopefully you like what you heard. Hit that subscribe button. Talk to you soon. See ya. Thank you.